So we head over to the livestock side of the trade. This cattle market obviously has been dealing with the way the box beef have been trading. Is there some concerns that seem to be limiting factors for them, even though we're seeing higher numbers today?
The fact that we're higher, yeah, box is down $3 on Friday's trade. You're right. Cash market, what would you call it, 2 to 3 lower last week, something like that. It's not as though... the news is real spiffy. The boxes are about steady today, by the way. Market, I thought coming in this morning you had pretty much everybody walking on their lip. Discouraged with boxes, discouraged with cash, discouraged with the fact that you got it in the first of a delivery month here where there's a little bit increase in captive supply, worried about whether you're going to catch some deliveries. You got different rules of how many contracts you can be long and all that other stuff. So this is no small deal that we're 50 higher. got an old friend of mine on the floor, Susan, that'll say the in a little earthier terms than I'm going to use, but he'll say the market will do whatever it takes to mess with most of the people or something like that. In other words, I think that there's a fair amount of negativeness about October cattle, and frankly, I was a little bit that way too. So a little rebound sometimes is just because of who isn't in.
What about this hogs and pigs report of Friday? Is that going to help this market along?
It's going to help us a little. And, you know, to say that it was a statistical surprise, really it wasn't. But I think the fact at least that it wasn't bearish seems to be what the market seems to be the most happy about. As you look with a fine-tooth comb, farrowing intentions, those sort of things, those were a little bit lower than expected. So that should help our deferred stuff the most. I think that the right in the front end of the market here, I don't know if I'd get real revved up that we're going to change anything real quickly. But right now, I'm hearing that the pork product's going to go higher. I'm hearing that the packer has a willingness to kill. He doesn't have all the hogs bought yet for this week. So I think the market's okay. I'm hoping that we can rally December hogs far enough where we can get some selling done, and I would love to sell them up against that $78 level.